朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
Victoria 女王在她最强盛的时候
，Queen Victoria at the highest of her reign，
她曾经说巴不得主耶稣现在就回来。
She said, "Oh, how I wish Jesus would return now."
让我有机会把我皇头上的冠冕放在他的脚前。
That I would have the opportunity to lay down my crown at his feet.
是什么能够让世界上站在顶峰的人能够这样子的降杯呢
？Well, allow someone who in this world is sitting at the pinnacle that she would be willing to humble herself.
像 Aaron 说的，我们奉献是因为我们看见了神的所事，看见神是谁。
As Aaron said, we offer because we see who he is.
我们就会甘心地把自己献上啊。
So we would be more than willing to offer up ourselves.
我们说过11月是感恩月，12月是赞美月。
Again, for our church, the month of November is the month of Thanksgiving, and the month of December is the month of praise.
不管是感恩，不管是赞美，它都是一个信心的举动。
Whether is giving thanks, whether it's praise, is an act of faith.
因为我们是对着一位看不见的神。
Because our audience is the God whom we cannot see.
它不光是一个信心的举动。
And not only is an act of faith.
它也是一个信任的表示。
And it's a display of trust.
尤其是当我们在困难中的时候，我们还能够赞美，还能够感恩，说到我们对他的信任。
Particularly in times of difficulties, when we can still give thanks, we can still give praise, speaks of our trust towards Him.
因为我们知道他不会错，知道他永远爱我们。
Because we know that He will never err; He forever loves us.
同样的，当我们献上感恩、献上赞美的时候
，And at the same time, as we give thanks, as we give our praises unto Him,
圣经上告诉我们，这是叫神得到荣耀。
As Scripture tells us, God is glorified because of it.
因为这是一个献祭的举动。
Because it's an act of offering.
我愿意把我自己完全交给神，不管我的遭遇是什么，我感谢他，我赞美他啊。
I want to give myself completely to Him, regardless of what I go through. I thank Him, I praise Him.
所以马丁路德曾经说到，当我碰到困难难处的时候，我会去祷告。
And Martin Luther says, when I have difficulties, I will go pray.
当我的难处大到我没办法祷告的时候，我就赞美。
When my difficulty surpasses what I'm able to pray, I will praise.
他说，因为赞美本身就是一个得胜。
Because praise itself is a victory.
弟兄姊妹，当我们真的凭信心赞美神，说主，你永远得胜，你不会错。
Brothers and sisters, by faith, when we praise God, we say you are forever victorious. You will not err.
其实神得到荣耀。
And God is glorified.
他决定 take care 我们的需要的。
He will absolutely take care of our needs.
今天早上我们要刚才我们说过的，要读一个非常非常熟的故事。
We were going to come to a story that we're all very familiar with.
但是在我讲这个这么熟的故事之前
，But before I tell this story that is so familiar to all of us,
我跟弟兄姊妹有一个挑战啊。
I have a challenge for all the brothers and sisters.
在这一个这么熟的故事里面，今天神要对你对我说话。
And this is a story that is so familiar to us. God is going to speak to you and speak to me today.
我希望我们在主的面前用很认真、很谦卑的态度说，主。借着这个故事再来对我说话。
I pray that we all come with a very humble heart and say, God, through the story, speak to my heart.
至少说一句话，让我这个人回去会不一样。
Maybe at least just one word that as I depart from this place, I will be different.
弟兄姊妹，今天这个世代的危机，一个很大的危机，就是我们以为什么都懂了。
Friends, this is the crisis in our generation is that we think we know everything.
但是弟兄姊妹，从我们自己里面的生活里面，我们需要主常常。更新我们里面的力量。
But in every day of our lives, we need the Lord to renew our strength.
我自己讲这个故事，不知道讲过几次了。
I spoke about this particular story many, many times.
但是当我这次再预备的时候，我里面仍然充满了感动。
And as I was preparing it again, my heart is still moved by the Lord.
我们一起来读，好不好
？Let's read it together.
请翻到马太福音二十六章。
Matthew chapter 26.
虽然我们没有时间去读前面跟后面
we don't have the time to read the story at the beginning and the end.
但是我要告诉你，在这个这么美丽的故事前面，讲到的是一件非常可怕的事情。
And at the beginning of this particular story, what precedes it is something very dreadful.
那你告诉我们，祭司长和民间的长老 一起在那里开会讨论要用什么诡计可以来杀耶稣。
And the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people, they assembled together to discuss by what manner they may put this man to death.
他们居然要来杀这位伟大的人类的主宰。
And they want to come and kill the authorof the human race.
居然要来杀这位为人类舍命爱我们的主。
He wants to kill the Savior who loves all humanity.
所以这是这个故事的前面。
And this is what precedes the story.
而这个故事的后面就紧接着犹大出去。
And right after the story, we see Judas, he went out.
跟这些宗教领袖讨论说，我把耶稣卖给你们，你给我多少钱？
And he began to discuss with these leaders, the religious leaders, if I sold Jesus to you, betray him to you, how much would you pay me?
而圣经上告诉我们30钱。
And the scripture tells us 30 pieces of silver.
那是连一个奴隶都比这个价格还贵的价钱。
And it's a price that is lower than what you would pay for a slave.
有人告诉我们根本大概等于今天的美金25块到30块而已。
It maybe is only $25 to $30 US dollars today.
他为了一个人丢在地上人都不要看的钱就把耶稣给卖了。
And for these money that is not even esteemed upon by people, he betrayed Jesus.
所以在我们看这个故事以前，我需要先跟弟兄姊妹陈述这个故事的背景。
And before we begin to read the story, we need to look at the background, the backdrop of the story.
那是一个非常黑暗，非常让人难以接受的那种诡诈狠毒。
And the trickery and the evil that is behind the story, and the backdrop behind the story is so severe.
然后在这里发生了这么一件美丽的故事。
And then in the midst of all this, something very beautiful happens.
我说好像一个美丽的钻石放在黑色的绒布上面。
It's as if a diamond was placed on a sheet of velvet.
那个黑更显出了这个宝石的可贵啊。
And the blackness of this cloth.Reveals further how precious the stone is.
你们如果去买钻石的话，他们都是拿黑布给你看，对不对
？And if you go buy a diamond, you'll see that they would contrast the two to this black velvet.
显出它的高贵，它的美丽啊。
And to display its beauty.
所以这个故事在这样子的背景里面加倍的美丽。
And so this story, as it's set in the midst of this background, is further more beautiful.
我们一起来读第六节到十三节。
Let's read it together, verse 6 through verse 13.
我们中文读两节，就英文。中文读两节，英文的读。
We'll alternate two verses, Chinese and English.
耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里，有一个女人拿了一玉瓶极贵的香膏来，趁耶稣坐席的时候浇在他的头上。
When Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil, and she poured it on his head as he sat at the table.
我们不管中文英文我们都同声读啊。第八节门徒看见就很不喜悦说何用这样的浪费呢这香膏可以卖许多钱周济穷人
Let's read it together verse 8 But when his disciples saw it they were indignant saying Why this waste? For this fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor
耶稣看出他们的意思就说为什么难为这女人呢？她在我身上做的是一件美事，因为常有穷人与你们同在，只是你们不常有我。
But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, but me you do not have always.
十二节十三节他将这香膏浇在我身上是为我安葬做的我实实在告诉你们普天之下无论在什么地方传这福音也要述说这女人所行的做个纪念
Verse 12 For in pouring this fragrant oil on my body she did it for my burial Assuredly I say to you wherever this gospel is preached in the whole worldWhat this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her.
所以如果你们有圣经的话，就看到十四节当下，这个犹大就出去谈生意去了。
And then verse 14, he says, then one of the 12, Judas Iscariot, he went out.
而他是居然卑鄙的，用三十块钱。 把耶稣给卖了。
And again, with 30 pieces of silver, he betrayed Jesus. He sold him.
好，所以我们今天在这里看这个故事的时候，因为他其实要细讲，他有很多很重要的细节。
And if we want to focus on the intricacy of the story and the specific details, there are many, many details that we could cover.
我在这里提三件重要的事情。
But only three things I'm going to mention.
第一件事情，在中文的圣经里面特别讲到，当耶稣在那里坐席的时候。
And as the very foremost, as the story tells about Jesus sitting at the table for the banquet,
玛利亚在约翰福音十二章告诉我们，她就是伯大尼的玛利亚。玛利亚就趁着机会来膏耶稣。
And Mary of Bethany took this opportunity to come to anoint Jesus.
啊，圣经上告诉我们，中文特别说是抓住了这个机会，趁着这个机会。
And the Chinese translation said, while she had this opportunity, while she had this chance.
我想我们只要熟读圣经就知道，这是耶稣是最后被膏的机会。
And this is the last chance, the last opportunity where Jesus could be anointed.
因为后来他接着他就被害，钉十字架，别人再也没有机会来膏他了。
Because after this he was betrayed and he was suffered the death of the cross and no one can anoint him again.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，在旧约被膏是一件很重要、很重要的事情。
But it's in the Old Testament for someone who is to be anointed is something very special.
当然，那一个膏是整个国家的膏，就是膏祭司、膏先知。高君王，那是一件大事情。
It's the anointing of the priest, the prophet, and the king, and it's something very significant when they anoint someone like that.
玛利亚的膏当然跟那个国家性的代表的膏是不一样的。
And this anointing that Mary has performed on Jesus is different from that type of anointing.
这个好像是在一个私人的场合，是他个人对主耶稣表达对主的爱而有的膏。
It's a private setting. It's her display, the display of her love toward Jesus.
但是我要在这里强调的一件事情。
But one thing that I want to emphasize.
膏之所以神圣。
This anointing is holy.
不光是因为他的角色重要，所以这个膏在旧约膏君王、先知、祭司很重要。
And not because simply because the person being anointed has a high position and it's important that this person's anointed.
那个膏的荣耀更跟被膏的人发生关系的。
The glory of this anointing has something to do with the person being anointed.
旧约里面没有一个人能够说我又是君王又是先知又是祭司的。
And in the Old Testament, no one can say that he is a priest, he's a prophet, and he's a king.
耶稣集这三个重要的角色于一身。
And Jesus, in the extent of his entire life, he's consummated those three positions.
他在地上受膏就是这一次。
The time where he is anointed is this time.
是在上十字架之前。
Right before he went on the cross.
玛利亚抓住机会，趁着机会来膏耶稣。
Mary took this opportunity.That she had to come to anoint Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹，我在这里特别讲到，玛利亚对主的爱一个及时的回应。
And I want to speak about Mary's love for Jesus, a timely response of her love.
我在这里特别说到，机会全部在时间里面。当时间过去的时候，机会就过去了。
In your outline, I specifically said that all our opportunities resides within time. Once time has passed, the opportunity will pass.
很多人都说，等我孩子大了，我就爱耶稣。
A lot of people will say, when my kids are grown up, then I will love Jesus.
很多人说等到我退休了我就爱耶稣。
A lot of people will say after I retire, I will love Jesus.
甚至很多人说等我读完神学，我就有时间好好爱主。
And some people will even say after I finish seminary school, then I'll have time to really focus on Jesus.
爱耶稣就是现在的。
Brothers and sisters, to love Jesus, it is now.
因为所有的机会在时间里面。
Because all of our opportunities are in time.
时间一过去。什么都过去了。
Once time has passed, everything has passed with it.
有一次我去参加一个聚会。
One time I went to a service.
有一个人在那里做见证，他说他有一个很好的朋友。
One person was giving a testimony. He said he had a really good friend.
他是做生意做得非常成功的。
And he was a very good businessman.
但是也就是因为他忙着在做生意，他把他的家给忽略了。
Because he was so busy, he was so focused in his business, he neglected his family.
所以他跟他的妻子跟孩子的关系都不是很好。
So his relationship with his wife and his children aren't the very best.
妻子甚至要吵着跟他离婚了。
And his wife has come to the point of saying, hey, I think we need to have a divorce.
因为他天天忙于这个事业。
Because every single day, you're just focused on your business.
后来实在太痛苦了，他就去参加一个男人的退休会。
So because he was in such despair and pain, so he went to a men's conference.
林氏在聚会的里面，他里面非常得光照，知道自己错。
And in that particular meeting, he was enlightened by the Lord. He knew he had done wrong.
所以在最后一天，大家分享见证的时候，他站起来做见证。
So the very last day, as everybody was coming up to give testimony, he came up and testified.
他说：“从小我的爸爸看得起我，哥哥看不起我。”
Ever since I was young, my dad esteemed my brother far greater than me.
所以常常称赞我哥哥，羞辱我。
He oftentimes would praise my older brother, and oftentimes would just humiliate me.
说养你白养的。
And he would say, I raised you up in vain.
你这个人没有什么用的。
You are useless.
所以他里面就有一个说不出来的愤怒。
So there's an anger that he doesn't know how to express.
他说我就证明给你看我是有用的人。
He said, then I will prove to you that I am useful.
所以他全力投资在他的这个生意上面。
So with all of his strength, all of his mind, he devoted himself and his business.
后来他赚很多钱，房子也很大，什么都很好，但是他就是停不下来。
So he earned a lot of money, grew a big home, big houses, but he could not stop.
等他参加这个聚会的时候，他知道他自己错了。他说：“我回去，我要跟他们认错。”
And until he realized what he had done, he made a mistake. He said, "I'm going to go home. I'm going to apologize."
结果在他还没有讲完的时候，别人把他叫出去。
And before he finished what he was saying, someone asked him to come outside.
然后坐在里面的人不知道什么事，他被叫出去。
And nobody knew what was going on as he was being asked to go outside real quick.
就听到他在外面那个哭嚎、痛哭、大声，整个会场都被他的哭声震惊了。
And then all of a sudden, everybody heard this great wailing outside the building, outside the door.
因为他接到电报说他的小儿子心情不好，到英国。去度假的时候出车祸死掉了。
And he got the news that his youngest son, because he wasn't in a good mood, he went to England to take some time off and got in a car accident and passed away.
他说我连跟他道歉的机会都没有。
And he says I didn't even have a chance to apologize to my son.
好，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，机会在时间里面。
Brothers, I say to you again, all of our opportunities reside within time.
当时间过去的时候，很多的机会是不会再回来的。
As time passes, many of the opportunities that we have at hand, they do not come back.
有一些机会你可以再有。
And some opportunities, they will return. They will have another chance.
很多的机会是不会再有。
But I will tell you, many of those opportunities, they will not return.
所以玛利亚的故事告诉我们，第一件事情，你不抓住机会来爱耶稣，很多机会浪费了。
And the story of Mary anointing Jesus, if we don't take the opportunity, then we're going to squander it away.
所以我们诗歌的作者225首，主耶稣，我若曾爱你，应当是现在。
There's a hymn that we often sing, hymn 225.The chorus says, if ever I love thee, my Jesus, it is now.
大家会唱哈。
You guys are familiar with this particular hymn?
我若曾爱你，应该是现在。
If ever I love thee, my Jesus, it is now.
这个作者 William Featherstone, 他26、7岁他就结束了地上的生活，因为他生病。他就被主接去了。
The author of the song, William Featherstone, he died in right around he was 26, 27, because of illness, he passed away.
有人告诉我说他很多的这个你去网络查，就是他做这首诗歌的时候，大概是他16岁或是17岁的时候。
A lot of people will say that he penned these words when he was 16 or 17 years old.
他因为身体非常的不好，所以他知道每一个 moment 都是很宝贵的。
Because he always lived in constant ill health, he knows that every opportunity is an opportunity and is precious for him.
所以我常常提醒年轻人说，你不要觉得时间用不完。
And I will often remind young people, do not ever feel like time is something that you cannot consume.
很多年轻人都觉得我还年轻，我还有机会，我还有时间。
A lot of young people will say, I still have time, I still have opportunities.
如果生命不在你我的手中，时间怎么会在你我的手中？
If life is not in your control, how can you say time is within your control?
多少人出门就出事了，对不对？
And so many people walk out of their homes, they don't get a chance to go back.
20年前我看报纸，就是美国每一年的 long weekend, 任何一个 long weekend, 全美国车祸至少死500个人。
And I read the news about 20 years ago. Every long weekend, whenever there's a long weekend, there's enough accidents where there's 500 fatalities.
大家出去度假。
People go out and have a vacation.
谁会想度假的时候成为我人生的结束？
How many people would imagine that as I leave, going on vacation,
it'll be the end of my life? 但是每一个人会肯至少500个人，现在可能不止了。
But every long weekend, there's about 500 people that would lose their lives.
要抓住机会爱耶稣。
Brother and sister, I say again, take every opportunity to love Jesus.
要抓住机会好好爱我们的家人。
Take every opportunity to love our family members.
第二件事情，他在这里献上最好的来表达他对主的爱。
Secondly, she offered up her utmost to express her love for the Lord.
这里说到他拿一瓶极贵的香膏来。
And it says that she has brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil, very costly.
我们刚才说犹大卖耶稣卖的是连一个奴隶的价格都不值的。
And I told you earlier that Judas, when he sold Jesus, he sold him for a price that is not even worthy of a slave.
玛利亚拿的这一瓶香膏30两银子是等于一年人的工资的价值。
And the cost of this jar of fragrant oil is about the price of a year's wage.
我们可以知道玛利亚家是非常穷的。
And we know Mary came from a very poor family.
这个东西对她来说真的是极贵的。
And this is really indeed costly to her.
但是她在耶稣面前她一点都不吝惜。
But before Jesus, she was not stingy about it.
圣经上告诉我们她带到耶稣的脚前打碎它。
And the scripture tells us she brought it to Jesus and she broke that jar.
让整个香气满了房子。
And this fragrance filled the whole room.
她用油膏在耶稣的头上。
And she took the oil, the fragrant oil, she anointed Jesus on that.
约翰福音十二章告诉我们，她又擦在他的脚上，用自己的头发去擦。
And Matthew chapter 12 tells us she also poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped it with her hair.
我们有两个图哈，一个是别人浇在他头上，一个是弄在他脚上。
I found a couple of pictures. One, she was anointing it on his head, too, was on his feet.
然后用他自己的头发去擦。
And then she wiped it with her hair.
弟兄姊妹，他在里面，他对耶稣的那个爱跟尊崇，就借着他的行动来表达。
And brother and sister, her love was expressed through her very actions.
他愿意把最好的献给耶稣。
She wanted to give the very best to Jesus.
而这个时候，门徒对他说：“你为什么要这么浪费？”
And then the disciples actually reply and say, "What a waste!"
为什么要这么浪费？
Why such waste?
弟兄姊妹，今天是因为我们真的不认识他是谁。
Brothers and sisters, because we do not know who he is.
就像 Spurgeon 讲的，对基督来说，没有一个奉献是太多的。
And as Spurgeon has said, not a single offering is too much for the Lord.
我以前跟你们讲过，有一对夫妻也是吵架，太太到欧洲去散心去了。
And I've told you the story before. A couple was also arguing, and the wife needed to go off, and she went off to Europe, just settle her heart.
她在欧洲散心的时候，我忘了是看到一个 jewelry 还是一个大衣，反正很贵很贵的，她就打了个电报给她的先生。
And I can't remember whether she saw a mint coat or was a jewelry that was very nice, and she sent a telegram to her husband.
我都不晓得现在你们还知道什么叫电报吗？
And I don't know if you're familiar with telegrams are nowadays.
现在都是用 email 电话了哈 ，FaceTime.
You probably just email today or have FaceTime with your significant other.
打了一个电报问他先生可不可以买，大概$10,000，哈，贵得不得了，因为他们家很有钱。
And so she send the telegram over. It's about $100,000.
不是 telegram 还
$100,000
这东西
，OK。The mint coat is about $100,000.
他现在一看就是太贵了，马上回电报。
And the husband saw that it was way too expensive, and he replied immediately.
他说 No， 不可以，太贵了。
He says No， it's too expensive.
No， price is too high.
No, price is too high.
结果电报人把那个逗点拿掉了。
And the person who sent the telegram forgot to put the comma after the no.
结果念起来是 No price is too high.
And so the telegram came out saying No price is too high.
哇，那个太太心里面好甜蜜啊，想分，分开一下还是不错的。
And the wife was so touched. She said, "It's good that we're spending some time apart."
这家从来不对我讲这种话的。
And he's never said such kind words to me before.
就马上去买了。
And so immediately she went and bought the item.
弟兄姊妹，对耶稣 ，no price is too high.
Brothers and sisters, concerning Jesus, no price is too high.
如果我们真知道耶稣是谁 ，no price is too high.
We truly know who Jesus is, then we will say, "No price is too high."
你会跟耶稣讲说，我一个礼拜要聚会三次， What a waste.
And when you say to Jesus, I got to go to 3 services a week, what a waste.
我要把十分之一奉献给你，多么浪费。
I have to offer a tithe unto you, what a waste.
你们如果要 complain, 不要 complain 给我们，去跟耶稣讲，耶稣，我绝对奉献给你十一，太浪费了。
If you guys want to complain, please don't complain to me, complain to Jesus and said, a tenth of my offering to the Lord is too wasteful.
Labor Day, 难得放假，四天都来聚会，太浪费了。
A Labor Day, 4 days of rest, we have to come to a conference. What a waste!
你如果能够对耶稣说 ，Go ahead, 告诉耶稣。
If you're able to tell Jesus, what a waste. Go ahead and tell him.
不要来告诉我们。
Don't come and tell us.
我相信我们一碰到耶稣的爱，没有一个人会讲 ，Price is too high.
I think.No one of us, when we touch the love of Jesus, we would say the price is too high.
十几年前有个传道人在我们中间讲道。
Many years ago, there was a preacher who was speaking in our midst.
他说有一天讲完道，他走出去的时候。
And he said after he was preaching here, he left this room.
他看到有一个人站在奉献包前面，拿出他的皮夹子来。
And he saw someone standing in front of the offering box, taking out his wallet.
啊，那时候都是带 cash， 不像你们现在没 cash。
And nowadays, everybody walk around with cash, and we probably don't use cash nowadays.
所以现在乞丐失业了。
And so the beggars, they have nowhere to get cash nowadays.
因为现在不带 cash.
And most people don't carry cash anymore.
他整个包里面都是 cash.
But this particular gentleman, his wallet was full of cash.
他就看他在那里挑。
And so he saw this man, he was picking through his wallet.
他挑那个最小的钞票，就是一块钱。
He picked out the lowest denomination.
一百的、二十的、五十的，他都 bypass， 挑出一块钱。
There were hundreds, there were 50, there were 20s. He passed all of them. He picked the ones.
他挑了三张最小的，而且最烂的、烂掉的一块钱丢进去。
He took 3 of the dollar bills that was the worst in this condition, and he put it in the offering box.
那个传道人说，他那天当场看得很难过，但是事后想着他更难过。他说，我那天应该冲上去告诉他说，请你不要奉献。
And the preacher saw it. He was greatly hurt.And he regretted that day he did not go up to the man and says, don't offer.
神需要你这三块钱吗?
Does God need your $3?
神需要你用这样子的态度来奉献吗?
Does God need this kind of attitude as you offer to him?
你觉得太浪费了吗? 给他一张大钞。
Do you think it's too wasteful to give him a bigger bill?
你觉得我早上起来灵修晚上或者读点圣经太浪费时间了吗?
Do you think it's a waste of time for me to have devotion in the morning and come to the word at the close of the day?
弟兄姊妹，我们真知道他是谁，真知道他为我做了什么。
Brothers and sisters, if we truly know who he is and what he has done for us,
我们的奉献就不会是抬着头的，我们是跪在地上求他悦纳我的奉献。
We would not lift up our heads as we offer unto the Lord. We would be prostrating on the ground and say, Lord, please accept what I give.
抓住机会把我最好的给他。
I take every opportunity to give him my very best.
哪怕是两个小钱。
Not to say it's too small mite.
是。表达我对他的爱，这是我仅有的两个小钱。
To express my love for him, this is all I have.
但是我愿意给主。
But I'm willing to give it to you.
施布真的教会有一天突然接到一张奉献。
Brother Spurgeon and his church, they one time received an offering.
两万多英镑。
There were 20,000 pounds.
对今天来说呢，是一大笔钱。
Concerning today's worth, that's a huge sum of money.
是一个寡妇奉献出来的。
A widow.Gave her this offering.
这个寡妇三十八岁才结婚。
This widow was married at 38 years of age.
没想到一两年以后，她先生死掉了。
After a couple of years, her husband passed away.
她把这两万多块奉献给施布真。
And so she took these 20,000 pounds and offered to the church of Brother Spurgeon.
她说我们一直想要有孩子，没有机会有孩子。
And she said we always wanted children, but we weren't able to have children.
请你拿这两万多去办个孤儿院。
Please take this money and set up an orphanage.
帮我们来照顾这些需要的孩子。
Help us raise and take care of these orphans.
施布真去跟他们的教会的同工会交通的时候，一大堆同工反对。
Brother Spurgeon went and shared with all the leaders at the church, and many of them opposed this idea.
他说：“你已经够忙了，教会也够忙了，没有时间再去搞孤儿。”
They said, "You're busy enough. The church is busy enough. We don't have time to take care of orphans."
但是他们就在主的面前退回来祷告，祷告，一直到主说话了。
And they came back and they start praying and praying until the Lord spoke to them.
主说：“你们要喂养我的小羊。”
And the Lord says, "Feed my lamb."
所以那天执事会不 仅仅通过，而且此次会从教会拨款一起来办这个孤儿院。
And not only did the church agree onto this ministry, but everybody as a church all contributed to the offering.
他办孤儿院一点不妥协，他给他们很好的设备，找医生、护士、老师都是一流的。
He never compromised concerning these orphans when it comes to doctors and their physical needs. He sought the very best for them.
他找了一个剑桥毕业的人，非常对教育、对孩子有负担的人来负责这件事情。
He found someone who was a graduate from Cambridge who really had a burden for these kids to come and raise and teach these kids.
他完全不收钱，完全凭信心。他说：“我们的神是照顾孤儿寡妇的神。”
And he took no money as required, and he said, "The Lord is the one that takes care of widows and orphans."
好像我们在这里付出了一些事情。
As if we have done something here.
但是整个教会蒙祝福。
But the entire church was blessed.
他们成为了英国最好的孤儿院。
This church operated one of the best orphanage in the country.
然后他们的 children ministry 跟着复兴起来，有几千个、七八千个儿童的孩子参加主日学。
The children ministry began to have a revival. 7,000 to 8,000 kids would have congregate on Sunday.
他们说在非洲有140个宣教士，就是从这个孤儿院出来的，给非洲带来的大复兴。
And they said in the continent of Africa, about 140 missionaries went to that continent and came out of this orphanage.
弟兄姊妹，就为了一个寡妇，今天神在乎的不是 amount。
Brothers and sisters, because of this one widow, and it's not the amount that the God cares about.
神在乎的不是数额。
What God cares about is not the number.
神在乎的是我们对主的爱。
God cares about our love for Him.
神在乎的是我们向着主的心。
God cares about our heart towards Him.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。